You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you've listened to any of our past shows here on Wellness for Life, you'll know that I'm a big believer in nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbal tonics. Now, in my Mighty Mito book, I go into 20 different vital nutrients for mitochondrial health to improve your energy, brain clarity, as well as to prevent or minimize chronic illnesses such as diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, pain syndromes, and much more. Now, I'm so excited to talk to our next guest today, who's also a big believer in up-leveling your health by supplementing with the right type of nutrients. We have the co-author of the bestseller, The Vitamin Solution, Two Doctors Clear Confusion About Vitamins and Your Health. Let's welcome Dr. Ariel Levitin. She is a board-certified internal medicine physician and the co-author of VU Vitamin LLC. Thanks so much for being here on Wellness for Life. Dr. Ariel?
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Now, the title of your book is Vitamin Solution. So, I know vitamin is more of the broader sense, but you also mean other nutrients like minerals too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, essentially, my co-author and I, Rami Block, we're both physicians. And what we found as an internist and an endocrinologist is that people were very confused about vitamins and supplements. They just didn't know what they should or shouldn't be taking. They were hearing different conflicting messages from the media, from friends, from doctors. And there was just a lot of confusion out there about what is safe, what's useful to take. And really, the answer is not always the same for everyone because we are all different and we do all have different nutritional and vitamin needs. So we decided to try to sort of clear that confusion by writing a book that really simplified things for people and explained to them how their individual needs could be better met.
That's great. That's great. You know, in my practice, I definitely support patients with supplements and also provide the type of supplements that are more higher in quality, made sure that they're manufactured in the right types of countries and processed properly, free of toxins, etc. Now, what should people consider as they searching for themselves, on the aisles? I mean, you can get the supplements from different various health food stores, but also you can find them everywhere, like in the those big stores,
right.
Which ones I'm talking about.
Yes, I hear exactly what you're saying. And I think the points you raised are really important because this was another issue that we felt like needed to be addressed with the public. What we found in our years both as physicians and then in researching this topic further is that there is a huge variation in products that are on the market. And like you say, you can go to the mega stores and buy, huge vats of different vitamins for super cheap, or you can go and, find very pricey ones other places. And how do you know what to do and what to buy? And what we found in our research is that, this is a market that's very unregulated. It's an industry where there's not a lot of oversight from the FDA or the government as to how things are manufactured, which is a little concerning. When you buy a prescription drug, you have a guarantee that it's been, thoroughly inspected and scrutinized, the whole process by which it's manufactured. But when you buy a vitamin or a supplement, unfortunately, nobody is giving you that same assurance, and people don't really realize that. So unfortunately, what happens is companies kind of can put whatever they want in the bottle, and there's not a lot of checking going on as to what's in the bottle. So whether it's something, added that's not listed on the label, or whether there's not really what the label says is in there. And there have been a lot of big studies where they've actually taken products off the shelf and looked at them and found that they don't contain what they say they contain. So it's kind of scary. And so as physicians, we felt very strongly that we needed to sort of educate consumers about how to find safe products because, even if you think you're taking product X, you might not be actually taking that if you're not buying a good quality product. And so there's a couple ways you can do that. One is to really go with a reputable brand, and there are some brands that sort of self-regulate themselves, again, because the FDA does not do this for you, but there are certain certifications that certain manufacturers have, such as USP and GMP regulation, and these are processes that a company will go through to ensure that their products are of very high quality. And I know when we started our vitamin line, VU Vitamin, we worked really hard to find a manufacturer that was really up to snuff because, again, there are unfortunately so many people out there that are not making quality products. And you also mentioned country of origin, which is important. You know, we feel strongly that you're better off with products that are manufactured in the U.S. because, again, there's not a lot of regulation about what's coming in and out of the country.
That's something that I totally agree regarding in the U.S., but there are so many raw ingredients. I don't know if you've ever been to the Expo West, Expo West, you know, we're looking at all the nutrients. There's so many different vendors out there that come from China. And I'm not saying that they're not great products there, but there's a big concern.
But how do you know?
That there is. And, you know, how is it regulated over there? But there are some supplements that we cannot find except in China, you know what I mean? In food products.
I
remember looking for pumpkin seeds, and every pumpkin seed, even organic, is found in China. I mean, it's actually imported here from China. So it's very difficult.
Right. So you know, I think that the key is to find a manufacturer that does extremely rigorous testing of raw ingredients. You know, at VU Vitamin, every raw ingredient we use has been cultured. It's been analyzed with mass spectrometry to make sure that it is pure, high quality, and exactly what it's supposed to be and nothing else. And that's really, that's the difference. Because you're right, you know, raw ingredients are raw ingredients, and you can only control so much. But what a good quality manufacturer can do is they can do scrutinize those ingredients and rigorously test them before they make a product, and that's the difference. So it's very important.
Got it. Well, you know, I'd love to chat about now in your book. You go into various types of nutrients. In my book, I talk about the number one supplement should be a multi, just a general multi, but one that has all the proper supplements in it, vitamins and minerals that are essential. I'd like to know what your take is on vitamins, multivitamins, I should say.
So our feeling on multivitamins, and we talk about this a lot in the vitamin solution, is that not all multivitamins are created equal. And not all people are created equal. You know, we all have different diets, different lifestyles, different health concerns. So to assume that we should all be taking the same, you know, generic kind of off-the-shelf multivitamin is probably a mistake. Some of us have extremely different needs than others. And so you really want to factor that in when you're choosing what you're going to take. For example, something like vitamin D, you know, it varies greatly, your exposure to vitamin D, depending on where you live, because a lot of it's related to sun exposure. Something like iron, you know, it really depends. Are you a menstruating younger woman who doesn't eat red meat, or are you, you know, a man who eats a steak every day? Like, you probably don't have the same iron needs. And you want to make sure that you're not taking too little or, conversely, too much of any of these things, because taking too much of vitamins can be very harmful, and a lot of people don't realize that. They think, well, it's natural, it's not going to hurt me, or I'm going to pee it out. That's, you know, what we always hear, but that's really not the truth. You do not get rid of excess supplements necessarily, and they can cause toxicity.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, which vitamins are the ones that we've got to be careful with, you know, regarding toxicity?
So, I mean, all vitamins in truth, but the ones that are most potentially immediately dangerous are the fat-soluble vitamins. So those are the vitamins like D, E, A, and K, which do build up in your fat cells and are very hard to get rid of if you take too much. But really any vitamin or mineral in excess can cause harm, and that's another thing that people don't realize that there's the New England Journal of Medicine did a study a couple years ago, and they looked at emergency room visits related to vitamins and supplements, and they found there are almost 30,000 ER visits a year relating to supplement toxicity. So that's really significant. And people don't realize that taking too much or taking the wrong thing really can hurt you. And sometimes it's in more subtle ways where you don't even feel it. For example, one ingredient that we see in almost all the common off-the-shelf multivitamins is vitamin A. And vitamin A is one of those fat-soluble vitamins. It's helpful for people who are deficient in it, but most Americans are not deficient in vitamin A. It's readily found in many of our food sources, and we hold on to it because it's fat-soluble. So most of us do not need to be taking it as a supplement. And it's in super high doses in most multivitamins. You know, sometimes it's a few thousand percent of the recommended daily allowance. And there have been some big studies that show that taking supplemental vitamin A is associated with higher rates of cancer. It's associated with osteoporosis and, you know, lots of negative things. So when we were sort of reconstructing the multivitamin at Vuvitamin, we looked at each ingredient that's in the standard multivitamin and really tried to analyze, you know, why is it there? Do we need it, or who needs it if they need it, and how much do they need? What's the right amount? Because, again, the right amount for me may not be the same as the right amount for my husband. So, you know, it's unfortunately, it's not as simple as we should all just take a multivitamin.
Tell me then, how do you determine how an individual, what type of nutrients they need? Do you do blood tests on? Because in my patient, like for instance, vitamin D in my practice, I actually do a test regularly to see what their levels are to make sure they're in the really good optimal range.
Yes. So there are certain instances do call for blood testing. However, you can't necessarily do blood testing for every type of vitamin. Second of all, it's probably not necessary for the majority of people. Most people with a good detailed history about who you are, what your diet's like, what your health habits are like, what your actual health history is, and how you feel, we can kind of determine roughly what your needs are. After years of seeing patients and asking these questions repeatedly, we realize that I can pretty much predict what your vitamin D level is going to be just by talking to you, believe it or not, with a pretty good accuracy, not 100%. There certainly are circumstances where testing is useful, but it's really important to look at those factors when you're trying to determine what a person needs. So, you know, things, for example, like we mentioned about the iron, you know, if you're a woman, your iron needs tend to be higher than men because we've had years and years of having periods, being pregnant, nursing babies, all these things sap us of iron. But again, diet's also a factor in that.
And right. Well, iron, you got to be careful, too, because especially with men as well. Because men obviously do not menstruate, but also it has a tendency to be oxidized within our body and can cause a lot more damaging
Don't want to overdo it. Yes, exactly. So, but again, there's a difference between the man who's eating, you know, red meat every day, like many of us used to do back in earlier times, but a lot of people are, for other health reasons, are cutting back on that, and they may need a little extra supplemental iron. So there is not a one size fits all answer. I wish it was that simple, but it's not overly complicated. But we strongly believe in the concept of the personalized multivitamin. So figuring out, you know, what vitamins are right for you based on who you are, you know, not what your neighbor's taking.
So then how do you determine that? You know,
So I was going to say, so in our book, we go into a lot of detail. We break things down by symptom and also then by vitamin and, you know, by sort of who you are, what may or may not be useful in the vitamin solution. But we also, through VU Vitamin, on our website, we do have a survey that people can take. It's not overly complex. It takes about 8 minutes to get through. And it does ask some of these detailed questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns, and then gives you suggestions about a product that would be tailored to your unique needs and, you know, what vitamins would be useful to you. So we sort of feel like we've reinvented the multivitamin to individualize it and personalize it a bit.
So it's more of a customized multivitamin, which sounds great. You know, there's a way that I've also used SpectraCell. SpectraCell is a lab that doctors can provide for their patients in way that you can go, it's a blood test, and basically it looks at the intracellular nutrient deficiencies, all the vitamins and minerals, as well as antioxidants like glutathione. Have you ever used SpectraCell?
I have not personally used SpectraCell. I think it's definitely a newer technology that's maybe a little more cutting edge. It's not certainly not routinely covered by insurance at this point, and it's definitely actively being studied, though, as far as, you know, how is it going to fit into our clinical protocols in the future.
The last time I heard, it is insurance does cover it, which is great.
Okay, well, that's news to me, but that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, because you can get a lot of great information. And then, of course, in combination with your website, you're saying vuvitamin.com, is that right?
Yeah, VU means you in French, so it's VU, V-O-U-S, vitamin.com.
That's great. That's great. So then, you know, regarding the book itself, what I really liked is that you also went into different conditions. For instance, mm-hmm. migraines,
right?
Fatigue.
Right.
What
I was going to say is, so what we found as physicians seeing patients over the years, I mean, not only do people have questions about what vitamins they should be taking, what was happening is we were seeing people for a lot of medical complaints that it turns out were related to vitamin deficiencies. Rami Block, my co-author, and is an endocrinologist, and she would see people on a regular basis who would come in to see her thinking they had a thyroid problem because they were tired, gaining weight, thinning hair, all of these complaints, and ultimately she would find their thyroid was okay, but they were suffering from vitamin deficiencies. And likewise, you know, we see this all the time in internal medicine. People are fatigued. They don't know why they're fatigued. They feel like they can, you know, never get enough sleep and their energy is very lacking. Well, a lot of times that's related to vitamin deficiencies. And like you mentioned, things like migraines, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Often these can be influenced by vitamins. And so we feel like it's really important for people to address these nutritional deficiencies, because sometimes they can minimize the medications they need or avoid medication altogether if they can take the right nutrients to feel better.
Right. Well, you know, we talk a lot about fatigue and energy here, because this is what the symptom of every human being, even children, are so complaining about that as well. So let's go into a little bit about the different types of supplements that you need that might be helpful for energy. Can you give us
So that's obviously a real common one and often related to vitamin deficiencies. Well, some of the big ones we already even touched on, like vitamin D is a huge one for energy, iron, like we mentioned. And then there's a couple of other things that are often overlooked. Certain B vitamins, such as B12, B1, those are common culprits for lack of energy. Other things that can influence energy is something like iodine, which is something that more Americans are actually deficient in nowadays. And part of this is because we've been trying to get healthier and we've been avoiding processed foods and we've been avoiding adding extra table salt to things, which is great for some reasons. But that's actually was one of our biggest sources of iodine, was iodized salt. So now that we're not getting as much, some people are actually iodine deficient. And what that does is it makes your thyroid sluggish. So that's an important thing to supplement, but in a reasonable, sensible amount. There are some off-the-shelf iodine supplements that are way excessive in what they contain and can actually cause you harm. But to take a moderate dose of iodine is very important, especially important in pregnant women, because it can have tremendous effects on the fetus if you're iodine deficient. So that's something, though, that we definitely see as playing a role in energy, because your thyroid, you know, is key for metabolism and energy. Another one that sometimes can influence energy and muscles is magnesium, which many, many people are deficient in. And that's one that even checking blood levels of is not always that accurate on. So those
that's
are
right.
some of the common ones.
Tell us, what's the average amount of magnesium do you think, you know, just an adult would need a day? Magnesium.
So supplementally, we usually recommend about 300 milligrams. We try not to go over that, because if you take too much magnesium, it can have some GI side effects, but it can also, you know, that's another one where you can really run into trouble, and it can get dangerous if you take too much. So you do have to be careful, but about 300 milligrams tends to be
which is not a
nice
lot.
Dose. No, it's not a lot, but don't forget, most people are getting some through their food. They may not be getting a huge amount, but they're probably getting some. And I think, so 300 can make a huge difference for a lot of people. We use it for migraine. We use it for IBS. We use it for muscle aches, and also for sleep can be quite helpful.
Right. I know there's a product out there, a very popular product that people use to sleep with, but it can definitely cause a GI upset. Mm-hmm. It's a powder that they mix in into a drink, and they drink mm-hmm. it in the evening, and it does help. But
yeah.
Again, because of the way it's made, or I should say the way it's chelated, like magnesium citrate, that's the one that usually causes more irritation to the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's magnesium glycinate or magnesium malate, which is a lot more better absorbed.
Right. You are correct. Those are definitely options.
You know, I'd like to talk about B12 a little bit. I know we went through the B12 and how important it is. And, you know, I've been doing more and more genetic testing, Dr. Ariel, and
uh-huh.
I'm finding that there's actually one gene for the gastric intrinsic factor. I'm seeing a lot of homozygous genetic factors in that actually prevent the person from converting the B12 or making the B12 properly in the stomach. So those patients, I've been giving sublingual B12, and it's working better.
Yeah, well, you definitely can run into that issue with B12, especially as people get older, that their GI tract just doesn't absorb it properly. So sometimes you can get around it by just doing higher doses orally, but sometimes you need to go either sublingually, or there's, you know, sometimes we even do injections of B12, and some people get a lot more out of that.
Right,
but yes, I mean, and especially there are certain medications that can also interfere with B12 absorption. We see that a lot now with the PPIs, with the proton pump inhibitors for GI symptoms. Those can interfere with B12 absorption. Doesn't mean that you know, you can't take them, but you need to be extra cautious about supplementing.
Right, exactly. I love the fact that you have a chapter on thinning hair.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's a biggie.
This is
that's a biggie.
Men and women,
mm-hmm.
you know, many
yeah,
of my patients
the time.
Are, exactly, they're wearing wigs now or hair extensions
because
of that.
It is the most emotional topic, you know, we
Isn't
see people
it?
Crying about it, and you know, it's distressing. You know, but what we found is much of the time it's related to vitamin deficiencies. It's a slow, slow process to correct it. You know, anything with the hair cycle takes a long time to see the effects. But if you supplement them properly, usually with the combination of vitamin D, iron, and some B vitamins, as well as a little bit of vitamin C, it can really, really improve. But it's tough. People really get distressed about it, understandably.
Right. Vitamin B, such as biotin?
Biotin, yeah, which is B7 is one of them.
Right. So having the right Bs, obviously it's hair is one of those, the cells, the hair cells, it rapidly ends up being recovered. You know, we just constantly shed, it's just a natural part of like our skin. But if you don't have the right nutrients and the vitamins, minerals that are essential for that, then you just cannot turn it over as quickly and grow as much.
Absolutely.
And I find that protein deficiency, yes?
What we do see is when people, you know, some of our multivitamins are really geared towards helping with thinning hair, at Voo Vitamin. And so people will start them, and usually it takes several months to see the hair growth improve. But what they do see right off the bat is their nails. You know, the nails grow much faster, and you can usually tell a difference in that right away. So we sort of caution people, listen, that's a good sign. You just, you know, that the nails are quicker to grow, but the hair will come with time.
Right, right. You know, there's one other chapter that I wanted to talk about. It was about anxiety and depression. Nowadays, mm-hmm. with so much inflammation in with everyone having issues with gut health and brain inflammation mm-hmm. and all that.
Sure.
So anxiety and depression is a biggie. What supplements should we be taking for that?
Well, so, you know, this is a huge issue, and obviously some of it's related to vitamin issues, not all. You know, we never want to say that that's the only way to treat this, but it certainly can be a component. One thing that a lot of people are using for anxiety and depression that's very helpful is fish oil. Fish oil, which is those good omega-3 fatty acids that it's very hard to get a lot in diet. You can get some, but it's hard to get those high doses. That it seems to play some role in brain chemistry and probably with the myelination of the neurons, you know, the brain cells and their the coating around them seems it getting higher levels of omega-3 seems to help that. So that's one thing that can be of use. And then again, back to some of those same ones that are helpful for energy. You believe it or not, you know, low energy, depression, very similar presentation. So the iron,
right.
the B12,
yeah.
a lot of
often
those.
I ask the patients, you know, when it comes to depression, Let's qualify that. Is it physical depression, mm-hmm. right, as you're saying, could be from fatigue and all that, or is it truly more mental depression?
Right.
There's definitely different types of depression that you want to be able to find out, and then different vitamins might be able to help in different ways. Well, guys, there's so much great information. Thanks so much. Again, Voo Vitamin, V-O-U-S, vitamin.com. Thanks again, and I've put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page right here on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness. Until next time, stay well.